Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis. DeSantis Holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Let's have a discussion, shall we? Let's talk to writer extraordinaire Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
How are you feeling?
Much better.
Yeah. Dean and I both.
3 weeks of, some kind of floating crud.
Well, Dean and I both, we had a conversation the other day, and we both were feeling sort of yucky. So, anyway. But here we are. Had the weekend to get over stuff and such, and here we are now. So, without too much ado, let's talk about this 10th Circuit Court issue stopping Superior Colorado's weapon and mag ban.
Yeah. This was one of what I would say is one of the first concrete fruits of the Bruin decision at the Supreme Court. Because what happened is that this, the judge in this case, which was challenging the town of Superior creating a ban on so-called assault weapons and magazines and certain kinds of carry, and it also had a ban on homemade guns that hadn't been registered to the state with a serial number. There's a it's just a very large local ordinance in a town in Colorado. And this happened in part because the what I would just call anti-freedom folks in Colorado got their way and removed the preemption statute in Colorado that prevented every little borough and county and water district or whatever from enacting their own restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms. Now, nearly every state in the union has some kind of a preemption statute because it is just insane to try to figure out. There might be hundreds of different policies within a state when you include all the counties, cities, villages, and such, maybe thousands. And to expect the ordinary citizen to be able to understand that on one side of the sidewalk, he can exercise his Second Amendment rights without hindrance, but as soon as he steps off the sidewalk and goes to the other side of the street, he's subject to all kinds of fines and penalties from some obscure municipal ordinance, which is difficult to understand. So there's a good reason preemption statutes were in place, but those who want to disarm the populace understand how useful local ordinance can be in stopping people from exercising their rights. So in Colorado, they basically did away with the preemption statute so that towns could do exactly this sort of thing. But in the meantime, at the Supreme Court level, the Supreme Court says no. The Second Amendment applies to all the states, and that applies to all the policies under the states thereby. And you can't just do this because unless there was a long historical precedent widely accepted throughout the United States by 1791 or somewhat less important, 1868, and not much after that, it's unconstitutional to infringe on the Second Amendment. So our Second Amendment supporters in Colorado filed a lawsuit against the town of Superior to say, you can't do that. You can't do it. It's unconstitutional. It was filed on July 7th, 2022. And the judge, who was, as I recall, an Obama appointee in 2013, Judge Moore, I want to give him some credit because he appears to be a judge that actually wants to follow the law. I mean, every judge should be that way, but as we've seen, you can't count on that. So, he read the statute, he read the lawsuit, and he issued a temporary restraining order, which are not common. If you get a temporary restraining order, it says, it looks really bad for you guys, you're probably not going to win this case, and you're irretrievably violating somebody's rights right now if we let you get away with it, so we're not going to let you get away with it, and we're issuing this restraining order saying you can't do this and this and this. And in particular, the judge took exception with three provisions in the ordinance. Now, this is a voluminous ordinance. I mean, I read it, and it's long, and it's complicated, and it tries to prohibit just about every conceivable possibility for someone exercising their rights with a semi-automatic firearm or with magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. There's numerous things in this ordinance that I thought should be struck down. And in addition to this, and this is just a local ordinance, it's a local town ordinance, it's not a state statute. I mean, it probably took a total of 5 people to approve of this, maybe less, because it's basically from a town board. So, he struck down section 10-9-40, 10-9-240, and 10-9-260. In my opinion, he should have struck down even more, but he did so. And those were supported. The town basically said, we have to have these because, and then they went into a long laundry list of leftist talking points of, well, somebody might get hurt, and guns are bad, and magazines are bad, and, you know, guns are bad, and we shouldn't have them because they're bad. I mean, and what was great about this temporary restraining order, and just because the temporary restraining order doesn't take down the entire ordinance, doesn't mean it won't be taken down in the future. It just means that the judge, Judge Moore, was convinced of the obvious unconstitutionality of at least three portions. He was going to say, nah, we're not even going to go there with these three. And he said, now this is just great. He says, the court is sympathetic to the town's stated reasoning. Well, he was appointed by Obama, so okay. However, the court is unaware of historical precedent that would permit a government entity to entirely ban a type of weapon that is commonly used by law-abiding citizens for lawful purposes.
Let me just hold right there. Hang on right there. We'll continue this when we get back talking to Dean Weingarten. This article published yesterday, it's probably still on the front page at amalan.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
things in fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster. Now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We were talking about this this latest 10th Circuit thing. Were you finished with that, or do you need to...
No. there's a fair amount yet. And the judge did... He basically told the town, I understand, you know, I understand these arguments that guns are bad, but Bruin ruled that out. Bruin says, you know, this interest balancing stuff is not a valid argument when it comes to the Second Amendment. Interest balancing was settled when the Second Amendment was ratified. At that point, people said, it's more in our interest to have a right to keep and bear arms than some potential problems that might possibly result sometime. And so, the judge issued the temporary restraining order. And there were three parts of it, which I've kind of talked about. And one was that the town required a certificate for possession of already owned firearms that fit their definition. And said, no, can't do that. And he did not address things that I think were clearly unconstitutional, but, you know, you can't get everything. For example, the town ordinance has a provision that you can't carry firearms at, quote, demonstrations. And a demonstration is defined as one or more persons whose conduct is intended to draw a crowd. Well, you know, the intention thing is always kind of hard to be certain about. But this is a direct violation of First Amendment rights. Because open carry is symbolic, strong, protected, and political speech in itself. It makes a statement, a strong political statement, says government can't stop me from carrying a gun because it's for a protected right. See, I've got it right here. And so I think that's a bizarre attempt to violate both First and Second Amendment rights at one time. And then the town imposed a 10-day waiting period for the transfer of any firearms, which I think is another violation of Second Amendment rights in itself. I mean, that's an infringement. If ever there's an infringement, this is one. Oh, you've got to wait 10 days before you can sell this gun to somebody else. And then there's a ban, as I mentioned earlier, on homemade firearms unless they have a serial number recorded by a federal firearms license holder. That's ahistorical. That's never, ever been a requirement until just maybe the past 10 years. California enacted a law in the last decade. It has no historical precedent. It was not, has never been widely accepted in the United States. It's just, you know, the people who want everyone else disarmed saying, well, we like this. We want it. Give it to us. But the judge has self-discipline. And he says, no, you can't have all this stuff. Now, the things I just mentioned, he did say that he didn't cover that in the temporary restraining order, but we're going to be going into the trial. And it appears to me, now that's just my impression, is this judge does not really know much about firearms. And the reason I say that, because of the way he selected things in his order, and then he makes this mention where he says, well, you guys allow National Firearms Act weapons, you know, to be existent in your town, and they're arguably more deadly than the semi-automatic weapons they talked about. Short-barreled rifles and shotguns. Machine guns, I guess, that might be, but silencers? Silencers more deadly than semi-automatic guns? I I think that's a very strange position to take for anyone who knows anything about firearms. So let's hope he gets educated. There'll be a lot of amicus briefs, I suspect, on this one.
Well,
that's about what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. Colorado always tries to do this. But I mean, a lot of states have little municipalities that want to run themselves like a fife. Does Colorado have preemption?
They did. But about 2 years ago, the legislature, you know, having a bare majority of leftists in the legislature, I think they only had like one or two, a majority in both houses, but one or two, did away with preemption. They eliminated their preemption law. Specifically so that local municipalities could create this kind of ordinance. But, you know, good for the country and bad for them, Bruin was decided just shortly after that. They now have to face Second Amendment challenges on these local ordinances. Of course, the problem is that you've got hundreds of municipalities and they could pass a bunch of these, but you know, they could get slapped down. What we saw recently in Texas is that federal district court judge upheld a challenge on civil rights violation for having laws that infringe on the Second Amendment. This is the first I've seen where a judge has actually upheld it. This is as a civil rights violation that can be prosecuted under, I think it's U.S. 218. So, not 218. I'll have to get the actual number. But it's basically there's a federal ordinance that says if someone violates another person's civil rights under color of law, they can be sued and they can be criminally charged and they can be found liable and they can have to pay for violating those rights.
Let me get you to hang on right there. Hang on right there. We're coming up on the next break. This article, like I said, it's at amiland.com with an additional 2,000 plus other articles by Dean, where he has done this sort of a forensic examination and something. Well worth your time to take a look at it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Day was the second busiest travel day over the long holiday weekend. That's according to the TSA, which says just under 2.4 million passengers went through security at the nation's airports on Monday. That number was only surpassed by Friday when nearly 2.5 million people were screened. The identity of a body found over the holiday weekend is confirmed by Memphis police.
The body found in Memphis, Tennessee, near the location where Eliza Fletcher was abducted last week, is confirmed it is the body of Eliza. The Memphis Police Department, FBI, ATF, and U.S. Marshal Service have done the work. Accused killer Cleota Abstin appeared before a judge around 10 a.m. Eastern Tuesday when prosecutors said they updated his charges to include murder, premeditated murder, and murder and perpetration of kidnapping. The judge has scheduled a second court date for Wednesday, 10 a.m.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, which way would you like to go now?
Well, let's talk about this buyback thing in Toledo, Ohio. What's going on there, and it has happening somewhat around the nation, and in a lot of it, as I can tell, is because of all the money the leftists are passing out since they passed these enormous spending bills, which, when you get down into the fine print, allows a lot of city government to claim just about anything as a safety measure and then spend a bunch of money on it. Now, that may not be the exact case in Toledo, Ohio, because when I talked to people there, and I called up about four or five different people trying to get a straight answer, the closest I could come was one of the prosecutors said that the money was not tax money, it was forfeiture money. Of course, we know that money is fungible. Once you get money, you can use it for a bunch of different stuff. So if you're not using forfeiture money, you know, to give overtime for officers to search for, you know, stolen cars or something like that, well, you're using it on this thing, you know, on purchasing guns that people don't want so that you can destroy them. which has always struck me as being an idiotic approach. It's kind of like, you know, you hear about these potlatch ceremonies in Northwest India, where they had to prove that they were rich people because they could pile up all kinds of valuable stuff and destroy it to prove how rich they were. Which is kind of like, why would you do that? I mean, aren't there poor people that could benefit from having all this stuff? Well, nah, we just want to destroy it. So, it's a very strange psychological thing, this idea of paying people to turn in useful items so that you can destroy them. I mean, it's not like guns are illegal or that they aren't being manufactured to the tune of about a million a month. It's like, it makes no sense. It's a purely emotional and propaganda event designed to send a message, as far as I can see. And the message is, guns bad. Turn them in to the police. And that's what I think. But anyway, so I contacted, I think, about four different people trying to figure out how much money was going to be spent at this thing. Because it's important. You know, if somebody allocates $1,000, it's going to be gone in the first 3 minutes. If they allocate $100,000, it might last the whole day. So, nobody knew. The closest I could come was that it was somewhere between $1,000 and $100,000, and they estimated it, you know, maybe around $25,000. Now, they're using forfeiture money, and they're buying a bunch of gift cards that you can use to buy gasoline. Now, gasoline is almost as fungible as money. Not quite. But just about everybody uses gasoline. So a gift card you can fill up your car with is almost as good as money. Maybe not quite, but pretty close. And I'm thinking, if nobody knows how much exactly, how's anybody going to know if a few cards get slipped into a pocket instead of handed out for a, you know, a slam fire shotgun somebody built for $10? You know, not exactly that easy to track. Nobody knows how much there really is to start with. And so, I can't prove anything about that, of course. You know, nobody, we know that the fine, upstanding politicians of Toledo would never do anything untoward. I mean, I haven't seen any criminal records of them, but then I didn't really look. So, this is going to be held on Saturday, the 10th of September. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And they say, no questions asked. Now bring a gun in. Now it's kind of funny because they're offering $100 for handguns, $200 for shotguns and rifles, $250 for automatic. Now, I'm not sure. I mean, maybe a Marlin. I mean, since they're offering $200 for shotguns and rifles, I kind of doubt that they're going to give you another $50 for a Marlin Model 60, you know, because it's a semi-automatic. But
well, I mean,
maybe
are they
really good?
They don't know what they're offering money for, do they?
No, they really have no clue. I mean, when I talked to them anyway, it was like, well, at first I went to there's a phone number listed with the online notice of the event. It says, if you have questions, go to this phone number. So I call them up. I mean, you know, that's kind of my job, you know, ask questions, get information. And I mean, the lady there I talked to, and I'm not going to mention her name, seemed very pleasant, very willing to help. But she said, no, we have no information beyond what's on the website. Well, nobody gave us any more information. I said, well, why did you give out the phone number so I can call you? Who knows? But it's just funny. Call this number. We have no more information to give. But I did get some information from him. I've been thinking about it. I got information to how to call the prosecutor's office and how, and information for somebody to call in the police department. So those were good leads. So I can't say they didn't give me any more information. They gave me some phone numbers, more leads to follow up. But to get back to, you know, this $100 for handguns and $200 for shotguns, and get this, the gift cards are limited and subject to availability, so we only have so many. We don't know how many because nobody seems to know. But, so they're limited. So they're not going to, you know, when they run out, they run out. But here's the following sentence. Functioning and non-functioning firearms will be accepted at the event. So if I print up a 3D printed gun and never test it or anything, it's going to be accepted. It sounds like that's what they're saying.
Right.
Or if I have a slam fire pipe shotgun, which are easy to make, you know, I need to make one on my own to say that I have.
Yeah.
Just to say I have, you know.
Yeah.
And I always thought it'd just be fun to say, yeah, I made one of these, cost X dollars, and it took me so much time, you know? So, anyway, but you can make those, I'm pretty sure. I've seen plans where you can make them for certainly under $20.
Hang on for me right there. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the last break. I got a few questions I want to ask about this No Questions Asked buyback. This article is at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't?
So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
On the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we've been talking about this gun buyback in Toledo, Ohio. Now, let's talk about a couple of things where I see a couple of issues, because first of all, they're saying no questions asked.
Right.
So what happens if I'm a hitman out of Pasadena, California, and I'm like, you know, I can get rid of this weapon and get me some gas money if I just drive to Toledo? Or what happens if I show up with a Browning automatic weapon? Heretofore, not on the NFA, registry or anything.
They specifically say they give you $50 more for automatic weapons.
I do.
So I guess you get an extra $50.
I guess.
It's poor trade as far as I'm concerned, because, even an unregistered BAR is worth a lot more than $250 on the black market, I suspect.
I would suspect.
But that's kind of funny, because we got a quote from 13ABC, local television station, and they say, they mention the term resident, but nothing in the official announcement says anything about residency. And how can you enforce that if it's no questions asked? It seems like you can't. I mean, if I was somewhere within reasonable distance, I don't think Freddie will spring for a plane ticket and motel room and a rental car and all that. Be nice, though. But, then they might change the rules at the last minute. They tend to do that at these things. So, but if I were in reasonable distance, I would be there. I'd have half a dozen slam fire shotguns ready to turn in, and I'd be one of the first ones in line. And, even $200 a piece is not bad if it only cost me $20 or $100 to make five of them. and you walk away with $1,000 or more, maybe. I mean, it would be worth a try. Not to mention, of course, I'd have a digital recorder in my pocket and record the interchange between any officer that might question whether these are real guns or not. And first I'd say, well, say it doesn't matter whether they even work, but these work. Here, I got a prime shotgun shell. Welcome to try it if you want. Prime shotgun haul, we should say, with no. And, you know, these things are easy to test. They're simple, super simple to make. And you don't have to be that careful about them if you're only going to test them with a prime shotgun haul. You know, they don't have to withstand a lot of, recoil energy. And I'd be there. I think it would be a hoot. And Ohio has recently become a constitutional carry state.
Right.
So,
but the police don't want you to loiter out there. So what happens if they have a huge, gigantic turnout and then they run out of gas cards?
Exactly. And this happens frequently. Now, we don't know if it'll happen in this case in Toledo on the 10th of September because nobody knows how many cards they're going to hand out. I mean, at least I was unable to find that information with about a half dozen phone calls and spending a couple hours of research on it. And, you know, if somebody, it's very possible that someone in the prosecutor's office, because everybody I talked to said, oh, the prosecutor's doing this. They're arranging it. The police department's running it, but the prosecutor's office is the one coming up with money and doing, you know, figuring out what's to be done with what, with cards and all that. But I couldn't find anybody. I talked to two different people in the prosecutor's office, and they said, well, somebody else probably knows. So I suspect there is somebody, probably the elected prosecutor in Toledo, has some idea, but who knows? He may not have made up his mind yet. You know, maybe he was thinking, well, we'll just do one, but I haven't decided how much yet. I mean, I haven't seen one of these. There have been some where they've said, well, it's about so much money because we got these cards and then somebody donated some. But if you don't have all of that down to the last cent, it's an open invitation for corruption. Because if you're not tracking every card and showing that it went to somewhere for somebody, I mean, for that matter, to get into conspiratorial regions, which I normally don't do, but if there's somebody in the police department that has picked up a few guns that they didn't happen to turn into evidence yet and they want to make some money, it'd be pretty easy to have somebody show up at the event and hand them out gift cards. Not saying that that would ever happen. It's just kind of a purely hypothetical situation. So I suspect that a lot of these events, let's say the monetary aspect is not tracked as well as it might be for other items. After all, you're just giving away money. Not easy to track.
Right.
And no questions asked. You don't know who you gave it to because there's no questions. Well, I gave this to so-and-so. He had a couple of guns, so I gave him $500.
Yeah, but I mean, you make mention of an Amaland deal where they had shotguns for $124. Bucks. So what if we went out and we both bought five of those? I wouldn't be right. Expecting, I would expect a gas card for each one of those five.
Absolutely, $200 because they say shotguns, and these would be clearly commercial, brand new pump shotguns. Like as you mentioned, they're on sale for $124.99. They're still on sale. I checked today; they're still on the daily deal on Amaland. I mean, I'm astounded you can buy a functioning pump shotgun for $125. Well, I'm not quite as astounded as I might sound because I happened to order a couple of them when they were
$119.99. Right.
I mean, that's outrageously inexpensive. If you would look back in history States in 1968, you know, that would mean that you could have bought that pump shotgun for about $15 back then. I remember because, you know, we bought a used 870. My father bought when I was riding along with him for $50, and we thought it was a good deal. That would be about $400 today. So the fact that you can get these shotguns is very, very... I mean, a pump shotgun is an incredibly useful firearm.
Oh, yeah.
You can hunt virtually anything in the continent. They're absolutely great for defense against grizzly bears, and they work perfectly well for shooting squirrels or woodcock or rough grouse. So, and they're wonderful for home defense. And you can buy one brand new for, you know, $125. What is that in that's less than a week's work, isn't it? You know, that's minimum wage.
Well, that's
about half.
That's about a day of Amazon Flex.
There you go.
I mean, my shotgun that I have a Mossberg Maverick 88. That's all I particularly care for. Yeah, I think those are sort of diamonds of the rough, but they cost $200. So whoa, I wouldn't be trading mine in for $200. It wouldn't be hardly worth it.
No.
So before we run out of time, it does look like everything should be good. I feel good. You sound like you feel good. You're going to be around on Friday.
I intend to be, and I'm feeling much better, and I'm very glad to hear that you are feeling better as well.
Likewise. Well, thank you for taking the time to join me today.
It's been fun.
All right. Check out Dean's stuff, ammoland.com. Not only Dean's got well over 2,000 articles there waiting on you right now today. And in addition to all the other writers that I've actually got a few things there myself. And as for me, I'll be back in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.